Have you ever heard of anybody saying, hey, I'd like tofu for my last meal? No. You want a good steak for your last meal. Something really good. You know what I mean? And the cattle industry has been the backbone of America in many ways for decades, if not centuries. But it's under attack from bad policies, as you can imagine, under the guise of climate change. Apparently, cow flatulence is a big problem, which is nonsense. But listen, that's what they're hanging their hat on. Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF USA, Ranchers Cattlemen Action League, Action Legal Fund, I should say, for the United Stock Growers of America. RCAF is the largest producer-only lobbying and trade association representing U.S. cattle and sheep producers. It's a national nonprofit organization dedicated to ensuring the continued profitability and viability of the U.S. cattle and sheep industries. Bill, good to have you here.
Be here. Thank you.
The latest thing in this monstrosity of bills, I don't know if it's made its way through yet, but they keep trying, and I think it is, electronic ear tags for every cow in America under the guise of, oh, we've got to keep the food supply safe, as if there's a food supply issue with your cows or beef in America in general. There really isn't. But this goes with a lot of other bad headlines I've seen. Obviously, the fires in Texas took 11,000 cows. Tyson just announced it's closing a pork packing plant in Iowa. I mean, the meat industry, no matter where you look in this country, is under assault, no more so than requiring you to put ear tags that are electronic and monitored by satellite, if I'm not mistaken. Bill, what's going on here?
Well, what's going on is the U.S. government wants to control cattle production, and this actually originates across the pond by the World Trade Organization, World Organization for Animal Health. They're all recommending that nations have a regulatory system requiring electronic identification of every animal. And so the U.S. Department of Agriculture is working hard to try to achieve that goal. And in March of last year, it promulgated or issued a proposed rule that would require all adult cattle crossing state lines to bear a RFID, radio frequency identification ear tag. And so the government is moving forward to try to identify all animals. And this is a cost prohibitive and a unfunded mandate that the government is imposing on U.S. cattle producers. And, you know, we've lost 107,000 independent cattle producers just in the last 5 years, and that's based on the latest 2022 census. And that means we're losing cattle producers at the rate of about 20,000 a year. That's alarming, and we are centralizing our entire production system. We have four packers controlling 85% of the fed cattle market in the United States. And with this additional...
And that's bad business. In fact, Bill, I want you to hear from one of your colleagues about the attack on food integrity and the packers and what it's doing to his business. Listen to this. I want you to comment.
Okay.
Our government allowed two giant companies controlled by foreign governments to come in and acquire. One of them is controlled by the Chinese, and they bought Smithfield out of North Carolina. And the other one was a Brazilian company that came in and bought up one of the other major players. So now we have an industry, 85% of it actually has been consolidated and rolled up and controlled by four companies. Four companies now are dictating who gets what, where, and when. You see, but nobody thought our government would let 50% or more of the beef processing be controlled by countries outside of the U.S. It comes down to our own food source security. The geopolitical situation we find ourselves in, why would we want to have an antagonist own 25% of our meat processing? It makes no sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever, does it, Bill? None whatsoever. He's exactly right. Bad policies. You've got Smithfield that was bought by the Chinese, I think, in 2004. You've got the other company bought up by Brazil. We don't control our own
business. Yes.
And you've got four companies that control all of the packing, which means there's no competition, which means you or 107,000 beef producers in America get run out of business, right?
Well, that's exactly what's been happening. It's been happening for decades. This notion that the largeness of scale is essential in order to produce food in America is baloney. What we've done is centralized the system. We've consolidated and concentrated the system, and we've left it vulnerable to shocks. And we had a shock called the COVID-19 pandemic back in 2020. And for the first time in history, consumers went to the grocery stores and could not buy the meat they needed for their families. That was a wake-up call. So what we used to have was a family farm system that was widely disaggregated. We had meatpacking plants scattered all across the United States. There was never a shortage of beef, regardless of drought, regardless of disease pandemic or any other economic shock that may occur. And so we have left ourselves vulnerable, and our national food security interest is currently at risk.
Well, Bill, there's less, if I'm not mistaken, if I read this correctly, there are less beef cows in America today than there have been in decades on the hoof right now as we speak. True or false?
It's true. The smallest livestock herd in 7 decades. Our mother cow herd has been shrinking at an alarming rate. That's the factory for our industry. So we're losing participants. We're losing the factory, the mother cows, and we're losing marketing outlets, the packers, because they've gone through merger mania and have consolidated and concentrated. So the industry has been skeletonized in terms of its both its production and its distribution system. And, of course, this is a risk. And now you've got the government partnering with the private corporations to mandate these RFID ear tags for the government and the corporations.
Let me ask you something about that. How far down does it go? If I've got a neighbor here where I live. They've got 3 or 4 cows, beef cows, just in a pasture, nice little setup deal. Are they going to be required to have those tags? If I have one cow, am I required?
Any adult animal shipped across state lines would be required to be RFID tagged. This is just phase one. They want to tag every animal at the point of birth. They want to record where the animals are, who the animals are produced by, when they are moved.
And that's not about food safety. That's about control.
This is exactly right. Control the food, control the people. And they are working hard to control the largest segment of American agriculture. That's the U.S. cattle industry. Generates about $70 billion a year.
So how do we stop it?
Well, we've got to get Congress to wake up. Congress has to step in. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is partnering with the corporations. We need to break that relationship. We have to get Congress to restore policies that allow the independent cattle producer, the family farmer and rancher, an opportunity to be profitable in this market. And they can't do that if their market is being flooded by imports from 20 different countries, and consumers don't even know that because there is no mandatory country of origin labeling for beef. First thing consumers can do is call upon Congress to restore mandatory country of origin labeling for beef so they can choose to produce the best beef in the world, produced under the best of conditions, and that's beef produced right here in the United States of America.
And if they force it onto cows, won't be long till pigs are required and backyard chickens. If you think this doesn't affect you, you're wrong. It does, because a lot of folks have backyard chickens. They want to control the food supply under the guise of, oh, it's food safety, even though they couldn't point to much of anything to indicate there's any problem with the food safety. Bill, tell the folks where they can learn more real quick.
They can go to our website at www.r-calfusa.com. That's no dot before after W. Yeah, rcalfusa.com, or call us 406-252-2516.
So you're hiding up there in Montana. Well done. Bill, really appreciate you being here. We need to talk more. I want you to come back. I want to keep this in front of people so they understand that their food supply is being cornered by people that don't live in the United States, that don't have an interest in the best interest of the United States and everything else. Bill Bullard, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
Really appreciate it. That's an important thing. You're not going to hear that elsewhere, all right? I'll take a break and be back.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Somewhere around 400 feet off the ground, an RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. When I first got out, I felt like my whole life had been smushed down to just medical appointments. I was going to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. I'm not sure I would still be here if I didn't find the Friends and Wounded Warrior Project that I did. Because there was a long period after the injury where I really didn't understand why I was still here. It felt like I had lost everything. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvet.